Well, it was, as many people are saying, it was quite a contentious debate, to be sure. I would say on balance, Vice President Harris probably got the better of former President Trump for a variety of reasons. She responded to questions most of the time in a clear, articulate kind of way. She stayed on point in a way that President Trump did not always do.
You're right. The vice president seemed to have prepared extensively for this debate while he kind of painted a dire picture of the United States.
Yes, I think so, both on the grounds I just outlined, but more than that, I thought Vice President Harris pretty much seemed to be in control of the debate since it started when she walked over and shook former President Trump's hand, which he was apparently not going to do when she walked on the stage. And I think from that point on, she acted much like the prosecutor that she has been for so many years in terms of, in effect, making a case against Mr. Trump as a candidate and what he did as president, but also trying to push forward her own plans and case for moving forward.
As far as you are concerned, what was the high and low points for both in the debate?
I need to preface my comments by saying that I am a former collegiate debater, and so calling these things debates is sometimes difficult for me to do. Having said that, though, I think, as I said before, Vice President Harris, for the most part, stayed on point. I think among the low points for her was that in many areas she never fully addressed the question. And that had to do, for example, with the initial question about how is the economy doing. She could certainly have talked about how, in fact, inflation has been declining over the course of the Biden-Harris administration. She also might have noted the unemployment numbers that have come down significantly. She chose instead to move to some of the talking points that she's pursued in various Trump stump speeches. At the same time, I think on the whole, she did at least an adequate job, and in many cases, a very good job, an outstanding job, especially in terms of trying to engage Mr. Trump. His low points then came from when he sometimes appeared to take her bait and some of her criticism and then went off on series of ramblings and free associations. But most importantly, at least from my perspective, many of his assertions are not fully consistent with what we know evidence suggests. And that goes everywhere from probably the lowest point, in my view, was talking about Springfield, Ohio, and how immigrants there have been eating and capturing and eating household pets. No evidence for that, no evidence for the apparent upticks in crime in the United States, and the constant refrain on the biggest difficulty that the United States is facing has to do with undocumented people coming into the United States. Much of that is clearly a source of argument and debate and an important policy issue, but much of what he had to say was simply not as grounded in evidence as many people might prefer it to be.
And lastly, Karen, do debates move the needle one way or the other for voters?
You know, great question. And what a lot of our research suggests is not very much. Now, what it may do is this is a very close race. And so anything that makes a difference in terms of both whether people do vote and then for whom they vote can make a difference in the Electoral College vote, especially in states where the race is very, very tight. I don't think we know yet how much the so-called needle has been moved, but at least at this point, I would not be very optimistic that there would be a significant change when we look at this back at this in about a week or so.